is Iris, and today we are welcoming Samrat as our guest. So thank you, Samrat, for having accepted our invitation. Our first question is, Samrat, are you in contact with your inner being or your psychic being? And how does it manifest, if so?
I would say I'm in contact with my inner being. And it manifests through just a very quiet voice, a very gentle, soft voice, which speaks. And it's for me to listen to it or not.
And have you always had this voice speaking to you?
I've always had a touch of something deeper right from the start of my life, I would say. From my earliest memories, growing up in the ashram and running around the samadhi. I would put it in the early times as something very physical, this touch of something deeper. My earliest recollections is as a little child running around the samadhi and wetting my hands and my forehead and just plunging into the rose petals which are strewn on top of the samadhi and taking it all in, and as a form of blessings. And I really had that moment as a small child, thought, oh, it's a blessings coming from Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And that was the form in which it manifested in my early memories. There was one clear, distinct memory which I could say, when I look back, I realize it, one could say that it's a certain psychic influence to it. It was when I was in the ashram flower room. And flower room in the ashram means, let's say, around the age of 8 or something like that. And we used to have a Swiss teacher who used to teach us a painting class. Her name was Mandakini. In fact, she's now doing a lot of fundraising for the lands of Auroville. And for me, she was very special because whenever we used to go to her class, she used to light a candle and make it a kind of a beautiful magical space. And then she... My recollections are not very clear, but what I do recall is that we had these papers put with water spread on them, and you just put splash paints of oil color, and you would have the paint spreading in magical ways. And for me, this, it was like I was relating to a sense of worlds opening up to. That was my feeling. It was as if, oh, wow, this sense of wonder, this sense of marvel of new worlds opening up through just this little touch of the paintbrush, this little daub of paint on the paper. And I guess now when I look back, that she was a very skillful teacher in creating that kind of a space to allow this to blossom. So those are my earliest memories of it, I would say.
And are you, is it a part of a practice that you have regularly or not regularly, that you interact with this gentle voice?
I would say that what is more part of my practice is following my inner aspiration. The gentle voice is something which is even more how will I put it, rare in terms of it's not that I constantly hear it, because there is also the mental jukebox which goes round and round, and I call it the jukebox because basically we are a mind, vital, body, ego setup, basically, which has its own patterns of functioning, and it goes on repeating this same pattern again and again, and it's a very loud sound. And for me, it is a very loud sound which kind of hides this little silent voice. And in moments when I'm conscious, I can reconnect within. But yes, lots of times of the day, I'm just caught up in that jukebox. Yeah.
And does this little gentle voice give you any special abilities or anything that it brings to you?
I would say that it is, it gives me a silent indication what is the right thing at that moment. That is all it does. And that, whenever I connect with it at that moment, it gives me a silent indication of the way to go. That's all. Along with it, there is a sense of plunging into the depths of a well, I would say. But yeah, more than that I cannot say.
Yeah. So would you say it is the shape that your inner guidance takes for you?
I would say that it is one of the shapes that the inner guidance takes. I seem to have a kind of a twofold opening. One is into the inner being, into the depths, and the other is a kind of a impersonal freedom of the beyond. And that one is so this one is much more connected to living and connected to the details of living, and the other is a kind of a sense of freedom no matter what. But yes, I would say that it's a different shade of experience, let's put it like that. And in fact, beyond experiences, a sense of just being. Mm. Yeah.
And it also gives you guidance?
Hard to say. For me, that gives me a sense of just freedom and independence from the jukebox, from this knot of the ego. And I do time to time get inspiration. I suppose that a lot of it comes from there, but I have not made yet the clear connection.
And do you have any particular or significant experience or situation that you have had in your life connected to this inner voice?
Uh, When you particularize it like this, it's very hard for me to remember, recollect. I have had touches of experience, which I would say touches of the spirit, in different moments of my life, in different shapes and forms, I would say, it comes to me. It has been there from the beginning. I think one of the things which I've always felt was a sense of being already free. That feeling has been there right from my childhood. And it's interesting because as a person, sometimes I feel very challenged by my life situations. But when I fall back into that, it goes beyond it all. And in a way, it also teaches me to appreciate the challenges of this ego personality, rather than running away from it or canceling it. It really invites me to embrace it more.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel there are any traps, any pitfalls in that inner relationship that you have?
I've not felt the traps, to be honest, in the sense that somehow what has been a quality which has been to the forefront has been a sense of honesty with myself. And that has acted like a kind of a transparent window, which often allows me to acknowledge when there are moments of fallacy and moments of fooling myself. So that sense of being honest to myself has been one of the things which I've grown up with. And that has been, you might say, the touching stone for this safety of from traps.
Interesting. And is there anything else that you would like to share that you feel is important for our listeners to know?
I think when you had asked, coming back to your original question about moments of some special moments, this has been, meaning, I'm sure many people have this, and equally I have that in my lifetime, there have been special moments in different periods of my life which are strewn with experiences. But for me, what's more important is the experiences come and experiences go. What remains behind it all? And that's what's most important. Yeah. So, and what has remained within it, behind it all, is a kind of a passion for the divine. This has been always there since the childhood. Even when I was growing up, I had a kind of a naive belief that, by the age of 21, I would have realized my psychic being, and then all my troubles would be over, that it would just guide me clearly down my life and tell me what to do exactly. Well, somehow looking back, I realize that that has not been exactly the case. That's why I say to a little extent that it was naive. It had some truth in its own aspiration or inspiration, but I would call myself now in my spiritual adolescence, basically. And it's very interesting. I've been looking within myself, and somehow I'm somebody who also lives very much in the present moment, and I relate a lot this moment to also the collectivity, because I'm in this collective. And somehow I feel that all the pangs we are going through, our communal upheaval, is the upheaval of an adolescence. And similarly, in my own spiritual life, I would say that now I can, whenever I choose, I can connect clearly to something deeper within, which gives me an indication. But that freedom of choice has not been constantly there previously in my life, also because I was much more caught up in my own personality, ego personality. So now you might say are the first baby steps towards something flowering. I can feel it, but I don't know where it's taking me, that's all. It's just an intuition.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add?
I don't feel so comfortable in sharing my experiences, because I am also of the belief that they are what they are, and it's not so important in sharing those things, but rather taking support from the essence of things. As I said, experiences come and go. But if there is one experience I would share, it would be an experience which, for me, sometimes in life, it's like the psychic experience shows you that what have you come for in this lifetime. And that particular experience showed me this. I woke up in the middle of the night, and suddenly I was flooded with a kind of unconditional love for the mother. And it was unconditional. It was, I knew that everything is that. And I knew that this love is all that I'm living for. And yeah, so that was the indication given to me clearly, that this is my yoga. This is what I have come for.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much, Samrat.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.